absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Of soul winning. So we have been looking at the harvest is ripe. So trust in your sickle. That has been our topic for this month. The harvest is ripe. So trust in your sickle. Harvest means start harvesting some souls. Tell somebody by you, this is the best time you can win someone for Jesus. Tell another person, don't disappoint heaven. Tell him the salvation of your friends and your family is in your hands. Don't allow them to go to hell. Don't allow your friends to head straight to hell. Don't do that. Be concerned about the salvation of others. Be concerned about the salvation of your family members. Joshua said, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Not just you, but you and your house. You and your brothers, you and your sisters, you and your parents. You must serve the Lord. They must come to the knowledge of Jesus through you. Your friends, the people in your neighborhood, they must come to know the Lord through you. God will one day require their blood from your hands. If you say, God will one day require their blood from your very hands.
Clap your two hands together.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
That is why he said, trust in the sickle. Revelation 14, the verse number 14 to 18. We have read that. Give me the message version of something that is subtle. And let's read it again and let me pick it from the middle. We've already learned a lot about it. He said, then I looked and I caught my breath. A white cloud, one like the Son of Man sitting on it. He wore a golden crown and held a sharp sickle. Then verse 15. He said, and another angel came out of the same temple, shouting to the cloud and throne, the one sitting on the throne, and said, swing your sickle, or thrust in your sickle, and harvest, for it is harvest time. Tell somebody, it is harvest time. This month is harvest time for all
rescuers.
So don't keep your sword. Don't keep your sickle. Don't hide your gospel. Don't refrain from harvesting the lost. Then verse 16. Verse 15, then another angel came out. Are you with me? Verse 16, he said, the cloud and throne, or the one sitting on the throne, gave a mighty sweep of his sickle. That means he harvested and began harvesting the earth in a stroke. So Jesus on the throne, even though he's seated in heaven today, is still in the shepherding business. He's still in the soul winning business. Even though he's busily ruling the earth, he's still mindful of the salvation of people.
Now, Ebrahim Jesus Christ, only him, no, or not, he knew,
He that says
it is finished is still working.
You that you have now been brought into the work,
how can you rest?
You that he has asked you to go into all the world and
make
disciples.
Then the verse 17. The then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. He also had a sharp sickle, just like he saw his master with a sharp sickle. He also had a sharp sickle. So just as our master Jesus is doing, you and I must also do.
Na sani Yesu Kristo egusu awoye no sanso na Yesu e wose ekoso ase ye be.
We must have the mind of Christ. We must be mindful of souls.
E wose ye wo Yesu Kristo adwen no so pepepe.
E wose akra e wo ehia ye. The salvation of the young women, the salvation of the youth is in our hands.
Enu ti e wose ye wuse ema buru nkwanche e abusua nkwanche o nkwanche e wose nipa enya wasase we nyana.
E kura ye nsam. The visions of the Lord that I've been receiving, the crown of youth that I see, we are nowhere near. Rescue, we have not yet
gotten there.
And so the destinies of all those youth, I keep seeing in visions, being gathered under the umbrella of Christ and in rescue, you and I are connected to them. So trust in your sickle. Begin to invite them. Begin to talk to them about Jesus. Begin to witness to them.
I
told you already that the sickle represents the word of God, the gospel.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because the Bible says that the word of God is like a knife. It compares it to a knife. Ephesians 6:17. And we have already explained that, so I'll not waste time here. So this morning, I want to move a step further. How to effectively trust in your circle? How do you effectively win your friends? How will you effectively win others for Jesus?
Number one,
do not be ignorant of your most important ministry of soul winning. That's the first step. Don't be ignorant that your most important ministry is soul winning. You must understand that once you are born again, the first ministry that Jesus has given you, work. When we say ministry, we say work. The first work that Jesus has given you is not the work of a chorister. It's not the work of an usher. It's not the work of a pastor or of a bishop. It's not the work of an instrumentalist. It's not the work of a sweeper, a sanctuary keeper. The first assignment that God gave to every believer is the work of saving others.
And you see, I was here, did you say? So, what about the year, but here for fraud? And you may think, kind of, and then say, be our baton, Uba Boban, and I said, we are sorry, them words may be a name boom. You might hear a dick kind of a dear show on Sir, any day, Jesus Christ, or the show on Sir, Sir, quap, Nakotin, a crown, never bread.
So you can't say that me, I'm a bishop, so I cannot go out there with so.
It's you to me, Cassia, Mimidia, Mimi, a bishop, Cassia, Intimidia, where who you have crossed a crab, or Tiakotin, a crown.
Do the work of an evangelist. You are a bishop, but do the work of an evangelist.
obeti mi aye sofo kese ade ye beti ma fro bishop de nanso e wose wo ye adwuma eye akrachie adwuma e na wose wo ye.
So you may be a chorister but do the work of an evangelist.
E tu beti ma ye on to need ye nanso e wose wo se adwuma ne de din kan e ne se obeti akra.
You may be an usher, do the work of an evangelist.
Ebiana wo wosom e wo dan dwiamu hanom de nanso e wose wo hu se e wose wo twen akra e ne mo nyankopo ye ne din kan.
That is your first talent, that's your first gift, that's your first work, that's your first ministry, that's your first assignment, that's your first amen. Are you following me? In Matthew chapter 28, the verse number 19, when Jesus was leaving, he gathered his people.
He gave them his farewell message.
Now, when you are traveling for a very long time, what are the kind of things you tell your children or your subordinates before you leave? When you know, you are not coming any moment from now. Will you tell them important things or unimportant things? Certainly, you talk to them about the things that are very important to you. I am not sure. I am not sure that if you are traveling to America for some 5 years and you are leaving, or if you are traveling to America for like 5 years and you are leaving your church in the hands of your subordinates, I am not sure that that's when you tell them that will you be talking about such things? Meanwhile, those things are important. If they come to the stage with unpolished shoe, you will rebuke them, true or not true.
Sir,
those are for daily instructions. But when you are living for a long time,
they say, oh,
you will not be talking about those kind of small
things.
You will sit them down and I'll tell them, listen, the vision of this church is ABCD. Don't change it because I'm going. You will tell them that when you gather offering, bank this percentage, give this percentage to the poor, do this, that. You tell them, you do see that land. That land over there, never sell it. So that you build a mission house, a school, you will talk to them about things that are more important. True or not true? Clap your two hands for the Lord.
But some Emma Erade.
Yeah. You are traveling out of Ghana, then you tell them, oh, sorry, I'm not paying you.
And I say, if you are going to go to Ghana, I'm going to go to Ghana.
Those are not the things you talk to your children about. You tell your children that Kofi Tina say, "Me papa di good year, me mama esha, ene esha. Mentor mo biya ye di jamu, mentor usu mentor. Me koi make sure say, ube ye say." Talk about major issues. True or not? When Jesus was on earth, he taught many things. He said forgive. Other times he said love. He said don't look at a woman and last fully. He spoke about several things.
That's all important.
But when he was leaving,
and
he gathered his disciples.
Now what did the Shia Pony Shia
gathered them? He said, come.
Now do a mu Shia no
and he was giving them the instruction.
Now can he didn't tell them that
go and forgive your neighbors yourself.
One can't tell on some corner mufa or more my up on the move on one in Quacha.
He didn't tell them on that day that go and fornicate or don't fornicate.
One can't jump self with Jamai and I'm a more Jamai. One can't
tell them that give this, I'll be giving to you. One can't check it together, running over.
And then that no catcher was said, Fama, now also what the Bemo.
On that day when he told them,
that I am going to my Father.
And to your Father.
And to my God. And to your God. As he was speaking to them. Then he now told them. As my Father has sent me, so do I send you.
Asimo kachon say send me my papa esuma me no sanso na me so me suma
wo. Now John put it. Then in Matthew gave us more explanation, and Matthew told us that he said unto them, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have taught you, and lo, I shall be with you to the end of time. Now that is the most important message. It's more important than giving offering. It's more important than paying tithes. It's more important than not fornicating and being walking about holy. When Jesus was living, he didn't speak about all the other things he used to talk about.
Go into the gospel
to all creator. Those who believe in you, they shall be saved. And those who do not believe, they shall be condemned. But these signs shall follow them that shall believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. Are you hearing me, somebody? And I want you as a child of God,
as you are,
you must understand divine prioritization. You must understand scale of preference. You must understand that in the kingdom, some things are major and some things are minor. If you minor on the major and you major on the minor, you are in trouble.
Tell somebody, you are supposed to be a soul winner first before.
He's fulfilling God's greatest instruction. Jesus
is. I brought you all born again to me, can't you? I said, all going now, all born. Send your baby, I'm making your meal 70. When you go for Suma, Suma, and then
I'm going to be
Debbie.
His first word. Madam Osha, Jesus prefers that you step out there before you come and usher us in here.
Jesus Christ, dear, Obe Pese and Kawo, Uba Suma Fufro, Ewo, Ejasana Wababa, Sum Yawampo, Senebe Abachon, Ediabonia.
Mr. Fester, Jesus prefers that you step out there before you come and preach to us in here. What we do here is called church. What we do here is called discipleship. But who will bring the people? I should bring the people so that you come and usher them. I should bring the people so you come and shake your voice. So don't say that out of me, I'm a prayer warrior. All that I do is that I pray.
Hold your hand.
Jesus gave the prayer point in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, 38, 39. When he gave them the prayer point, I pray now the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth more laborers. After they finish the prayer, the next verse was the beginning of the chapter. The Bible says he now caught them now. You come, come here. And he sent them two by two. That means that after you pray, go.
Tell somebody, after you pray, go.
After you go.
I am an executive.
I'm a secretary of the church. You are second what?
Amen.
Go ye. As important to God has come unto me.
And what's out here? Yes, sir. Kono, ekwachi akra brado mu ye. Sese de oke nyakopo kase
brane. All that you know is come unto me. All that carry your burden and are heavily laden. I'll give you rest. Then you come.
Eradie, eti humba mopo ata. Eradie humba mopo. Ah, eradie Jesus, I was slow. And yes, I done it then.
Do the current prayer. Prayer meeting. No. You must also go out there.
I was saying, so corner, coaching, and for
us coming is so important to you that come and pray and lay your burdens on the Lord. Go
now, send here, would the. What's wrong with your men? You know what this way? You know, and I would put on your coupon. Sand on your coupon, so as soon as I was a corner for travel from
that. There are people that Jesus spoke to on that day. Who were they? Who were they called today to Jesus? Who were they called? Before that, they were called what? Disciple. Do you know where a disciple is? It's from the Greek word matetio. It means that a student, a pupil, a follower, an ardent follower. Now listen. Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Ask the one by you, are you a disciple of Jesus? Jesus, watch them. You must start thinking about whether their names are in the book of life or you are in the
So if
you are a disciple of Jesus, lift up your hand, let me see. It doesn't matter whether you are apostle or bishop. Peter became apostle. Peter was first called disciple Peter. So I'm not using titles of ecclesiastical order. I'm using the basic one that everyone is before.
You are a disciple.
See, I'm a disciple. When Jesus was living, who did he give that instruction to? Are you a disciple? It is your work. It's not for pastors. It's not for apostles.
Because
a lot of you, you think that, when you come to church, you know that when people come to church and they see empty chairs, they're like, hey, I'm sorry, it's a new crowd. Sorry, I'm comfortable also. So it's like the pastor has a problem. It's like the pastor has to go and gather crowd.
If your name is Madrin, say, and go so for woman and concoction a crown famra.
Let me ask you a question. The goat and the shepherd, who gives birth to another goat? You understand what I'm saying?
What did you make me say now?
Because that is how it works. No church has sustainable growth when the pastor is the only evangelist. If the members don't join in, there will not be a sustainable
growth.
After all, they will go. What brings sustainable growth is when the members are conscious of bringing their friends. So listen to me. You must be conscious. Today, man, you have to be conscious. Now listen, that is what explains why nobody in the kingdom of God can say he doesn't have a gift.
In Matthew 25,
he gave gifts to people.
And nine.
The first one, five. The second one, two. And the third one, one. There was nobody he gave zero. So you can't say that. At least you have the one. Because when he said, he gave some five. Those who didn't get at all.
They
got one. So as you are seated by me right now,
it's either
you have the five. That is where one person,
he can preach, he can prophesy, he can sing, he can pray for people in
life. When you see him another day prophesy, this one is a prophet. Then you see him another day. There are different churches I go, they call me different titles. Because there are churches I go to prophesy. Churches I go, they only saw my crusades and the miracles. So they call me evangelist. There are churches too that they call me pastor. Depending on what I came there to do.
So there
are some of us who carry a grace that covers the five. But there are others also, they have at least two out of it. As I'm talking, you are calculating the things you can do. Start checking and then tell the one by you, Charlie, I've counted three. What have you counted so far?
But
I am glad to announce to you
that nobody
is seated under the sound of my voice who will say that when Jesus called me, he didn't give me any gifts. Before you count two, what must you first count? So the one who got five has the number. The one who got two also has the number. And at least the one who got only one also has his. That means that one is common figure among all of them. So what is the number one?
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
Go to verse 17, 18, and 19. Go to 17, 18, and 19. Because instrumentalist.
a honeymoon a year good. Obi catch them the soft semi joy. No, I'm sorry, I'll permit to see canano.
Now, everybody, we are going to look at the number one.
Get that name, Baba, but she did
kind of mouth and a woo kind. Verse 17. I want to ask all to read one book. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. All things have passed away. And look, new things have come. Now stop there. Over here, he's saying that if you come to Jesus, you become a new person.
Now why are body for?
How many of you agree with this one?
You must do say energy to.
How many of you believe that this one is about you?
You must do say energy to say we me want some energy.
If you are a body for, wave your hands and let me see you. Ubonya wage tina, only himself your body for, wave your hands and let me see. Yes. Yes. Yenina, kase yenina.
Yenina.
This is the one 5 years of Christ so card. The one 5 years of Christ so card, you are not a body for. You want to preach somewhere in a village? One of our teammates, when we said you should preach, he said, "Upa upa Jesus Christ, upa ye brother for from." Oh Simon, do you remember? The otisa muka, brother for onunya muka. It is just onu se tisa okay brother for. So onu se ya man mega for humachino. Binye for Jesus, na upa ye brother for from. Because somebody is not brought here for from. Don't use your mouth to turn a human being to plantain.
And for one, no name will be brought here, Debbie.
Now listen.
I pay TM.
So he says that anybody, you and I,
you will see Obi Piara.
When we attend the school of Jesus, we become new creation.
Said Yeba Onyankopon, Jesus Christ, Yeba Nkwadia, Yeba Ya Apodia Fofro.
And you and I have all agreed that this is the level we are.
Na yenyina jiatum say aha behani yedru hani yawo.
We are all God's creation.
Yenyina ye Onyankopon
Apodia. We are newly born in Christ.
Na yenyina so ya sa ba ya Apodia Fofro.
Let me confirm that again. If you know you are part, lift up your hand.
Say wunim say wa ya Apodia Fofro ama won sa so na mi.
I see a hand down there. Please, who are you? Okay. So that validates that we all know this scripture.
When natural say you know
let's continue. Paul didn't stop. He was telling us something. So let's continue with what Paul was saying. So go to the next one. Now everybody read what he's coming to say about you and I who belong to the 17. Read it. Everybody, one go. Everything is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Maybe I'm profound in the heart, you say, you're actually much love. Listen, he said, and all of us are now from God, who he reconciled to himself by sending Jesus to come and preach and die for us. And now he has given us, say us, not some of us. It is a soft way, or ye be not because of your soft, but ye be as also your Christ. I get what I'm saying.
What's it, the American idea?
Meet me for a market square, the auto one here. But when I walk, it is a clan that would jump on Omega and Quantia. This is a war, and of its match. We need to our court. It is a lawyer, sleep charges, no quarrel. Meet me in June. One hour, your lawyer. One hour, your clerk. One hour, your judge. It is 1 hour, our children. We need to our emergency. One hour, your tomorrow emergency. One hour, your tomorrow hospital. And to meet me, my home. And by emergency nurses in our dead general and could think come on 5 years when they are thing. Oh my catch, I'm saying, don't you know that I'm on duty? Minimum break time, no minimum time of work at that time. But who now? So you can save them.
Who can open to my children?
That is why he didn't give Sam the ministry of reconciliation. When we say reconciliation, it means intimacy, isn't it? When our former president took over office, he established a commission for reconciliation commission. That is Kufuor, right here. Where people who have issues
and Kufuor na and some
peace.
Free a binder that and Omoana. So they are buying or more and send some and some show on so
people who lost their parents, lost their lives, lost their family properties because of some error that passed. They all came to open up and they were reconciled.
Now, so that proposing now, Obia Babeka, Nasem, Ebraya, this are and Thames, you see, and Crawford, and Trasm, Obia Babeka, Nasem.
God has a problem with all human beings. Every human being, including your mother. Every human being, including your father. When one man sinned, all sinned. When one man, Romans 5 verse 12, said that by the sin of one man, death, by the disobedience of one man, sin came and death followed. So by one man's sin, all of us. That's what Romans
said. All
of us.
Even
with my cross.
And found a cross in poor Edam or so for people.
All of us. We were born in sin. David said, I was born in fact. David, not Donamio. Or Donamio. And Romans 3:26 says that the wages of sin is death. Money wakichia.
That's
the wages for sin. It's not free. So every human being we see there, they have punishment with God, waiting. Every human being, including you and I, we have punishment with God, waiting. Are you following what I'm saying? God sat down on his throne. And he thought about the whole thing.
And we're trying to
realize that it is not entirely our fault.
And we said,
we were deceived into it. The enemy entered into the serpent and deceived the woman and fell and deceived Adam. And we all sinned. And God said that even though it is a just cause to punish all of them because the same sinful blood is in all of them, but I will give them a chance to either make things right or wrong. So he gave us a chance that, okay, mommy, baby, being too cruel, let me do something to reconcile you back. To reconcile you back. And so he sent Jesus to come and die so that he can bring you and I close. He sent Jesus to come and walk on the streets of Israel and preach the kingdom of God so that we would hear it and believe it. Then Jesus can hold our hands and send us back to our Father who was having grudge with us.
And afterwards,
Jesus is gone.
Now, Jesus Christ, we in the human.
And you and I have been reconciled now. Please go back to my
scripture.
Verse 17 and then verse 18. Verse 18. So I'm explaining. So Jesus Christ came to reconcile us to God Himself.
Now, Jesus Christ,
But now the equation is not ended. After you have been reconciled to Christ, why are you still on earth?
If today your sins have been
forgiven, why don't you rapture and go to heaven? What are you still doing on earth?
I didn't
what are you doing here? The reason is because you have to continue this one.
The ministry of reconciliation.
He came to reconcile you to himself. Jesus. He wants to reconcile your mother to Jesus. Your work colleagues, your friends, those on your phone especially, just to chat with. Those on your own school pages, those you've been watching soccer with, those you've been gambling with, those you've been sinning with, he wants to use you to reconcile them to God. And he calls it the ministry of reconciliation.
Way any your friend is said you met
that is your first ministry.
Catch the other one chance say way any you met
that's your first gift.
Way
any
aduma chedi a onyankopon edi kan edema
wo. You can't bypass this one and say you're a chorister. You can't bypass this one and say I'm a bishop. You can't bypass this one and say that I'm a lawyer.
This is the first and most
important.
Way any day didn't kind.
Everybody has it because everybody who got 5 talents first got 1. Everybody who got 4 talents first got 1. In verse 17, in verse 18, he said, give all of them the same gift. Jesus says something powerful in John. He said that other sheep I have who belong to other folks, they also I must go and drink, that I may add to you already in this rescue fold. I may add them to you. Then I will be Lord of all the sheep. So there are others. Do you know who they are? Your ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, your work colleagues, your family members, like people in your area, on your street. You always see them. Good morning. Then you pass.
The
people who buy from you, your customers. The one who came to stand by the car and was Ankatoko. Yes, Ankatoko. He's one of them.
Those
who came, they are one of the group. Everybody you buy from has a soul. Everybody who buys from you.
So
you can't tell Jesus this morning that minya ubia o pastor me minya ubia pade
ba. Utimi kanche Jesus Christ said that be minya ubia.
Which I wish ya. They sat by you on the car, and Jesus told you that this is.
Omo te won chen e wo car ni Jesus Christ o kache obu se ni din se ni din.
Man the card ni be writing on.
Card ne dia ma o.
Come on, 1 7 7.
Can you use your one self?
But once you heard that voice, you took your block your ears.
Every hour, it's awesome. Now, now,
time. And you started listening to Reverend Prince's message.
And I shall say, Reverend, I'm in so for Christ.
You will succeed. You will be powerful.
And then I would hear any obey ye, obey ye, obey ye.
I say, oh, but I'm listening to a message. It's a holy thing.
Ah, because I waited a bit here when you're going to one self. This is the only idea who here.
But we're dodging the attempt to talk.
Now, so the Onyankopon catcher was an independent Cassani, the woman in Cassai.
Some of you, by the time the fine lady came to sit by you, have already imagined things.
And so you move your honor, man. About you have a friend, better now on China pet, and our foul plan.
A beautiful girl also has a soul.
And so, what's up with you?
handsome gentleman has a soul. They are not only good for proposal, they are as good as saving their soul. If you don't like it, well, you will like it. Clap your two hands for
them. Celebrate
Jesus. Celebrate Jesus.
Yes, you do so. I hear.
Others will be saved. Amen.
Amen.
And God is going to do it through you.
Also, afro
leave this place this morning with a consciousness that no matter who I am, I've been given one assignment. First assignment. You don't need Bible school.
Before.
After this one, you can start it. I've been to all kinds of Bible schools, not one, about five different Bible schools. I know what I'm talking about. You don't need. Did a Samaritan woman go to Bible school? The day she met Jesus, she brought all the men in her town.
Na Samaria ni ba no one go school bi anenso eda o share Jesus Christ no. What the chrome one mama nyina e did the chiba.
So as for inviting somebody to Jesus, like a woman did, or preaching the gospel, you see that man that Jesus healed, the Gadarian, the madman, a Gadara. When Jesus healed him, he said, we'll follow Jesus. And Jesus told him, go and publish, go and testify. Bible said that he went to publish the gospel of Jesus, the good news about Jesus, to 10 cities, the capital, 10 cities. He never sat under the feet of Jesus.
Now, I believe Jesus Christ.
In as much as you have to go to Bible school, nobody's a pastor in our churches here who have not been to Bible school.
Also, for Bible school,
some of them, Bible school. The 2 years is official. The unofficial is like 10 years.
I
was teaching them in my boxes, in my singlet, in my room. We didn't have a church by then. Bible school is important. I've been to get there. Can I take a Bible school? Rhema Bible Training College. 2 years, solid time. I have a certificate from Oklahoma, USA, signed by Kenneth Higginson. I know faith. I hear what I'm saying. I've been to any post Bible school, level 1, level 2, level 3, LCC, leadership diploma. So I know it. I understand. Bible schools are important. I've been to see a Bible school to be trained as an evangelical. I'm a crusader. I've been there. I guess what I'm talking about. I went to learn prayer with Archbishop Dominion Theological Seminar for 1 year. I started preaching around when I was 10 years. So don't ask when did you do all that. So you may see me skinny, but I didn't start today. I hear what I'm saying.
What's the American idea?
Now, this is aside my professional training, because I'm a professional. This is aside my university training. So I am not downplaying school, Bible school. Don't get me wrong.
And let's say if you have a Casa Bible school, who ain't here? Who ain't here?
She will be there, Bible school. She will be there, Jesus. She a clap. What's the sub of me? Next sub of me, Bible school. We are. What? What do you mean? Amen.
Amen.
As you are leaving this place, I release you for another week. Like what Samson did. Were there 300 foxes? I think so. 300 foxes. Then he put fire on their tail. Then he released them. Then they entered into a whole plantation belonging to men of the whole city. Not one man's property. But he just used just 300 folks. Bakuni Janifa. In 6 to 7 years, yeah, Jani Koko baby. They say Jani Bu Olebu Ebeni. Me no kase no so shiwo. They say Jani Bu Okuma. They say Jani Bu Central. They say, Jan, if you are happy, they say, Jan, if you are in from men's school, if you tell you what to talk about, sales and all that. Today I release you also with fresh fire.
Amen.
The fire of evangelism, the fire for soul winning.
Amen.
That as you are living here, you will carry the gospel to USA. You will carry the gospel to Ivory Coast. You will carry the gospel to the nations of the world, to the cities of Accra, to your house, to your company, to your work, to your market square. Udi nyamia seme buera u market square. Udi buera u office. Udi buera u school. Udi buera u buonoso. Ebenam usunti apuprobe hu Yesu ka. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Rise up to your feet and lift up your hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.